to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Rosalie Robinson, and Daniel Tagg. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just noticed I've got no notes in front of me.
They're coming.
They're coming. Okay. So I don't know what we're talking about today. I kind of have an idea, but, you know, I can talk about anything. So, because I'm very open.
Yes, you are.
I am. And that's a
good
thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
That is a good thing. It's a good thing.
I'm just noticing the food here. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Holy moly.
Okay. Yes. I went to Natural Grocer because I had to go get some... I had to get a couple of things for the spa, even though we only have like 6 days left. We're counting down. Had a huge day yesterday. I worked 17 hours yesterday, you guys.
Oh, jeez.
17 hours.
Like nonstop? Like no nap?
Like, no. Are you kidding me? I'm talking like, yeah, no. When you, no. You know, I run a very clean operation. Always have. And so, yeah. So I went home after a vodka martini and passed out. from just exhaustion.
I was going to say, was that the work or the vodka martini?
I think it was both. And then you'll love this, Danny. So my dog, well, sorry, I have five dogs. But, you know, of them, Pretzel's a little yapper. Pretzel doesn't know when to shut the hell up, okay? And so here I am exhausted. It's, the, you know, the sun, it was probably around like six and I hear, woof. I'm like, Pretzel, shut up. And then about 15 minutes later, woof. You know, I'm like, Pretzel, shut up, you know, because he's down the hall, so I have to say it really loud. Anyway, he finally got me out of bed, and I swear it took me like five cups of coffee this morning to like just wake up, just so tired. But another day again today, but you know, I can do anything. I can do anything for a short, well, I can do anything for a long time or a short time. I have a lot of just a very strong work ethic, so... Oh. But we're busy.
Yeah.
We're really, really busy.
That's a
and
good thing.
I don't need to tell you about the youth of today, what lousy cleaners they are, right? I'm just going to say it, you know.
You're
you have to watch them like children, truly. But but I'll do it for another 6 days. So that's why I'm a little fired up today, you know.
See, I'm looking forward to when you take it to your...
oh, wow.
I'm just like, I'm all over that. I'm like ready for floating at Bernadette's.
Yeah, at my house, we're going to do B&B and F&F. And the F&F is the floating in the fire afterwards.
Nice.
You think I'm kidding? No, I'm going to go to that. You know, I have my little campfire in the middle of my acres anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. So after you float, I'm going to build you a fire.
Ooh, that sounds relaxing.
Yeah, doesn't that?
Yes.
I swear, if you have ever been out by Bernadette, you're just like, oh, can I move in?
I've heard great stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got the Sonos system, so I'll play your favorite music while you stare at the stars. And,
oh, my God. See, isn't that best?
Isn't that going to be awesomeness?
That would be awesome.
I'm going to have
nighttime
a line
floating.
Of people waiting to come and float at my Adrift Airbnb.
Yes.
So, yeah. But I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to pay my taxes. I have to pay hotel and taxes and stuff, I understand.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I never really done it before. So I'm just now doing all my
homework.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are we talking about today, you guys?
That's going to be cool.
I don't even know. I'm serious.
You don't know what we're talking about?
Yeah. I'm talking about the power of attitude.
I just told you I worked 17 hours yesterday, and I didn't get to look at my show notes, nothing. I'm just like, I'm here.
You're always good. We're doing rebounding from success, you know, because people always talk about failure, but you kind of miss out on the fact that you know, success is not something that just happens because I got a list, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really got to understand why was I successful.
Oh, wow. I love talking about that.
Yeah.
I have a few ideas of my own.
I was going to say, you're very successful. So that'd be good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Well, I don't. But I'm not braggadocious.
Too.
Yes.
Right.
So
you got
to define it. That's
yes.
right.
What is success?
But you never are successful by yourself.
It's true.
No.
You always have a team, and not enough people give them enough recognition, in my opinion.
I would agree with you. I think sometimes you know people spend so much time kind of grabbing for it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They lose sight of the fact. No. You got to share that out, man. You got to share it out.
Well, and then you do have the stealers that take all the success. I've had that happen to me several times.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
It's okay. It always comes back to you.
The truth will always come out.
That's right.
It always does.
That's right.
Sounds like a movie line.
Okay. And so, Daniel, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the power of attitude for lifting. Mindset.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't mean anything.
Without the
mindset.
Right. And so, oh gosh, there's so much I want to talk. So there was an article in the Wellbeing Journal about awe. Do you remember when we did a show on awe?
Yes, I do remember that.
Not like awe shucks, but
No.
I saw a baby squirrel yesterday and I was in awe of it. It was, I almost hit it. It was, they had the mama and the baby and they were prancing together across the street. Thank goodness. where there's one squirrel, there's another squirrel. Where there's one snake, there's usually another snake. Remember that one? That's a good one to remember.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know they travel in twos.
Oh, yes. You didn't know that?
No. Yeah. I don't like snakes. I kind of go and run from them.
You see one snake, there's another one around. Wow. Just know that about snakes.
Okay, good to know. I'm just going to call my friend with her gun to come shoot it. I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Daniel, this is kind of along the lines of what I think you're going to talk about. I read this last night, and I know this from reading a lot of Thich Nhat Hanh about doing no harm to other people is a fundamental core belief of Buddhism. Mm-hmm. But it's a good belief. It's a good practice, I should say, for all people about doing no harm. It says most of us aren't physically violent, but almost all of us hurt other people with aggressive words and harsh emotions. And it says that the sad part is that it's usually the people that we love the most that we hurt. And you've heard that for years, yep. Right? You hurt the ones you love the most. But I thought it was really interesting, and I just wanted to talk about it, that it goes on to say that we can also acquiesce in or implicitly support social evils and injustice through our silence, our investments, or our consumption habits. Think about that. Yeah. Not too long, though. It's radio.
Right. What's it talking about, consumption habits?
Well, you know, people that own like 10 cars or something you know, or whatever. I mean, I'm not judging anybody. Don't judge me and I won't judge you.
Right. Oh, man, you should see the picture on the other side. Wait, show that.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, there are a lot of, there's some evil monsters out there.
Yeah, it's a
greed is
looking,
so
right?
Disgusting.
Got the third eye there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that makes me think of that movie that's come out now called Split. I was like watching
I want to see it so bad.
What is that?
I've heard it's so good.
What is it?
He's got like split personalities and he keeps these girls locked up and
three
yeah girls, and yeah. he goes from like this little boy to like the I haven't seen it yet, but from what I've seen clips, he just like is this weird maniac. He just plays these different characters with these girls and keeps them hostage, and
wow,
it's supposed to be really cool. Creepy. I heard it was really like that funny and good and
you know,
creepy
weird.
It sounds creepy. Is it a creepy movie? I had
looks
someone
like it.
Yeah, it's creepy, but they said one character of his was like kind of funny, but
well, I have, and you know, there's stuff that goes on in the world that, I mean, we don't talk about a lot of it enough, and nobody wants to hear negative stuff, but I have to share with you, I have a friend of a friend who was nearly date raped on Saturday night, okay? Ew. Went out to have a couple of drinks, and a couple of lessons here, okay? Someone drugged her at the second place they went. She had two margaritas at the first one. Her third drink, she completely blacks out.
Oh.
Her friend can't find her. I guess she went to this person went to the bathroom. Anyway, her friend couldn't find her. After an hour, she left. She left her instead of calling the police and trying to find her.
Right.
Long story short, about 5 hours later, she shows up and this guardian angel, this very kind woman, finds her in an alley with three men. Okay, that were getting ready to you know what, and got her out of there. Make a long story short, they didn't get to rape her, but that kind of stuff goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on, it happens, so everybody needs to be very vigilant. They really, really do. And I speak with conviction because I don't talk about it very often, but when I was 16 years old, I was nearly raped by a 45-year-old man, and it was someone that I knew, okay? Ooh. And he never got me because someone heard my screams and came to my rescue. But, you know, he denied it for years until his deathbed. And then he finally told his wife she was telling the truth. OK, so you have to be so careful. You just have to be really careful as a woman. Always, you know, and even a man, too. I guess a woman could, you know, poison a guy.
Yeah. It's probably not going to happen as often.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen as often. But when I heard it, I was just so torn about it and hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my gosh, who would do that? That you have to be the lowest life person on the earth. Three men going to rape one, and she is a beautiful just this little tiny girl, you know, you know, like 18 years old. It's like, oh my gosh, you hear stuff like that, and so
that's where it goes back to like last week, staying out of those situations. Never leave your girlfriend if you're going out.
Right. Yes.
I would say just don't go out. I don't think anything good happens at those bars. I don't care what you're doing, but
no, it's
true. You're still gonna go out.
Well, you know, and I have a daughter in college. She was at a frat party last night, you know. She called me real goofy, and she had a good old time. I'm like, you better be careful. You know, listen, and I told her the story, and she, you know, it kind of scared her a little bit. I said, and it should scare you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally should scare you. You don't ever leave yourself in a situation. Right. When you go out with a friend, make sure they're a real friend.
Right. Yes. I mean, that's the big part. You got to make sure they're a real friend. And the thing I love, there's this new site called Zoxy. And Zoxy's all about helping people who are, like, whether you're dating in college or otherwise, to know is that other person's safe to date. Do they have a criminal history of any kind?
Oh, yeah.
Smart. You got to know who you're getting in a relationship with.
You got to know who you're going to go out with. I mean, why should I go out with you?
And I started that right after I became single the first time. Mm-hmm. I started doing background checks.
Yeah.
That is smart. So, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
All right, everyone. I love it. We're get ready for a great show. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Let me tell you a secret. Men get Botox to look younger too. Why? Because it works. But it works best when done correctly from an expert injector by a board-certified dermatologist like Dr. Lynn Roberts. Call Dr. Lynn Roberts today at 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300 or visit her at LynnRobertsMD.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Danny's having. Should I tell him you're going to be having what you're going to be having? Can I disclose it?
Oh my God! You made it sound like some you know, like baby off the wall act here.
Can I tell him that you're going to have surgery? No, you can't tell him you're going to have surgery.
He's getting a facelift. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. He doesn't need one. No one does.
No,
really.
I didn't. You know, I didn't realize. I guess, Danny, would this be considered? I thought this would be a procedure, but I've been to the doctor every day this week except for yesterday, because I'm having surgery at the end of the week. I mean, I've got this appointment, that appointment, a complete physical this morning. I got high blood pressure, by the way, so they put me on some meds to get my blood pressure. I have to be on that because if they're not going to operate if my blood pressure's too high, so they had to give me something to knock that down within the next couple days.
Man.
But
well, your blood pressure's high from being nervous and wigged out about the surgery, of course.
Seriously, that's what they said. It could be a combination of a lot of things, and one of the things that I have to do, and I know we're not going to be talking about this, but quickly, Dana, you'd find this interesting, and I did not know this, but because I'm a tobacco user, not smoking, but tobacco, that is one of the number one things that's really bad for joints and especially your shoulder.
I did not know that. Tobacco.
They told him he's got nicotine. He's got dip on his shoulder.
Yeah. Well, and it does make sense. It does make sense as far as the recuperation process and whatnot. Yep. It's because what does nicotine do? Nicotine restricts the blood flow.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's going to hinder everything.
Well, and is it sticky? Didn't you say that they could actually see and because not actually see the tobacco? I'm just saying they could tell by looking at your MRI that you were a smoker or a dipper.
No, the doctor said when he opens up patients, he could pretty much tell when someone's a smoker or not by looking at the lungs. Obviously, you can tell that, but by looking at their joints.
Interesting.
Well, did you know that you can get high blood pressure from just being 10 pounds overweight?
Yes, that I knew.
That's a fact. Yeah. Just 10 pounds. And
that's
then it's
much.
A slippery slope. 10 pounds, so you get on that medication. Next thing you're on another one. Next thing you know, you're unhealthy.
Yep.
I laugh too much to have high blood pressure.
Yeah, no. You do. You know what?
You know what my blood pressure was?
That is true. What?
180 over whatever. It was 180. Ooh. And then they took it the second time, it was 167.
Oh,
and then they
bad.
Took it the third time, it was 169.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was, I went to the dentist months ago and I had high blood pressure then. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I do have high blood pressure.
Could be those cookies at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things.
And I don't eat. Well, I eat sugar at night, but it's the natural sugar. I'll eat an apple or an orange in the middle of the night.
You said you had a cookie that one night.
Well, because they were
eats
there.
Like hell. He eats.
I do not.
You do not.
If you would look at my fridge and look at my cupboard, you would be like, wow. How come you're not bull-like shoulders taped to a wasp-like waist? Why do you look like Fatty Arbuckle? I look like Fatty Arbuckle because I'm fatigued and I don't want to work out anymore. And that has to do with also the pain in my shoulders.
Yeah.
They said also could lead to high blood pressure.
Right.
And I'm going to do a sleep study here in a couple weeks.
You're a mess, Danny.
That also
Gosh.
Could lead to high blood pressure because of my. Maybe sleep apnea.
Right. Well, this new thing, I think Sean's going to come on and talk about it here pretty soon, about blue light. All this light that we're exposed to through the day, that has to do with how we can drop weight, blood pressure, everything else, too.
There's so many places we could go with this, so many directions.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh, I've got two things right in my hand because I have this thing on high blood pressure in my hand because I was going to talk to Lexi about doing a show, upcoming show on high blood pressure because it's so important. But I have to tell you, anyone that does have high blood pressure, one of the main ingredients that you're probably missing in your body is magnesium because it calms down the central nervous system, which calms down the mind, and it's the relaxation mineral. It really, really is. And of course, I know so much about it from floating, which is meditation, which also you're soaking in magnesium and you're meditating.
Oh,
all the things that we're going to talk about today about the power of attitude for lifting. But I don't even know where to go with this. I'm a mess today. I really am.
You don't seem like a mess. I don't know why you keep saying that.
Because I've got too much going through my head.
Yeah.
I get that.
Focus, right?
That's it's probably from those five cups of coffee.
Yeah. What's important now?
Yeah, what's important now?
Right here, right now.
So talk about that.
Well, and you know,
I'm going to.
So I didn't even give you guys your street cred yet. Did your bio. So
this is really kind of fun. I kind of like this.
Yeah, we got off the tracks and talk about my shoulder.
I know. Yes. And so Danny's going to be missing for a few days, but we know where he is. He's going to be in the hospital.
Only one day, I think.
He's flying his girl in to take care of him. That'd be fun.
Oh, Mark, nice.
She'll be my naughty nurse. Yay.
Oh, you told her to bring the nurse outfit.
Yeah, baby. No,
but does she have to dress up, Danny?
She doesn't have to dress. She does not have to dress at all.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Oh, TMI?
A little much.
Just a
that's
little
okay.
Much.
We're all about that. Well, so for those of you listening, I want to introduce Daniel and Rosalie, give them their street cred here. Yeah. So Daniel is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is also certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, and is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial art forms. And he's amazing. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's a big keto guy, too, like all these guys are now. They're all keto guys. And Rosalie Robinson is a lovely woman.
It's a great laugh.
with a great laugh. She's my Ed McMahon. That's what I tell her. And so Rosalie is the president and founder of Consilium Human Capital and vice president of human resources for Mag Retail Group. And she is our in-house human resources expert. She has over 30 years HR leadership experience working with Fortune 500 companies. And she's also an experienced PCC level executive coach. Love having her on the show. And so now I don't know what to do because we're going to have to roll into both of these. We're just going to roll because
we got time.
She's got to leave a little early. So we're going to roll into your stuff and carry it over to the next segment.
Okay.
I think that's going to be the plan here.
That works.
How's that sound?
We're all good.
Okay. So today we're talking about rebounding from success. So we often talk about rebounding from failure, as you said, but sometimes we fail to understand what really created our success in a situation and work only to replicate the actions. And today we're going to talk about understanding what truly fuels ongoing success. It's more than just a list of actions. So tell me, Rosalie, what do I have to do? Because I don't like to lose.
I know, but see, that's one of the things, right? That whole, you know, focus, I think, around what it is you want. And Daniel said it best earlier when he said it starts with defining success, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's define it.
Okay, and this is a good thing. So before I rattle off what some of the more famous people have said are, you know, their definition of success, how do you all define success for yourselves? When you measure your life, how are you defining success?
I define success by, do I have a peaceful heart and a happy mind? Okay. Like just in a state of just bliss, actually. Total bliss is what I like best.
That's great.
And you can practice that. You really can. I don't know if you saw my Facebook post. I've been doing a lot of posting about Viktor Frankl because the book, his book, I have it.
Where is Do you it? Have Whatever. It here?
I have it. Here it is. Here it is.
Yeah.
Man's Search for Meaning. Anybody who is depressed or has anxiety or has any issue that's bothering them, I highly recommend them to pick up a copy of Man's Search for Meaning because it truly does put things in perspective of what is really important in this thing we call life.
You know, that's Miranda's favorite book on a sidebar.
Is it?
I did not know that. Oh my gosh, yeah. She gave it to me as a gift. She's like, oh my gosh, this is the best book. You have to read it.
His mind was off the charts.
Yeah.
Off the charts.
Yes.
Unbelievable the thought processes that man had.
Yeah.
And everyone that doesn't know what the heck they want to do with their life or what purpose they have in this world needs to pick up a copy of that book. It's an oldie but goodie.
It is.
It's probably one of the best books ever written, actually.
That's what she says. Oh my God, you're both in the same fan club.
Yep.
So peaceful heart, happy mind. What about you, Daniel? How do you define success for yourself?
Having people that love me and then having a job that I enjoy going to every morning.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good. That's good. How about you, Lexi?
I think I'm kind of with Bernadette, just like feeling happy with everything that I have and you know, the people around me.
Yeah. So
being in a good place.
Oh, see, I like that. That's awesome. So if you hear that consistency that circles around some level of love, peacefulness. For me, it is very much about having harmony. And that kind of marries to what one of Arianna Huffington's things, when all the things are said and done, you know, for example, power and money is often in the list. Her top, which really pinged for me, resonated for me, was well-being, wisdom, wonder, and giving, right?
Mm.
And if you think about it.
What, am I a ghost? Aren't you going to ask me what I think?
Danny, I'm sorry. I forgot after the nurse comment, I just totally forgot, Danny. Danny, okay, so what do you, how do you define success for your life?
Power and money.
See, nice. He rounded it out. Wasn't he just like perfect? I love
that. Does not make you happy, though.
I'm playing devil's advocate on that. Yeah. But I know a lot of people, I look at it this way. You know, the old, okay, what would you, if you could get three wishes, what would they be?
Yeah.
You know, and and be truthful about this. I guarantee it, 80 or 90% of the people are going to say money in one of those top three.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
Well, money can do a lot of things. Obviously, we all know that. But you can have money and be absolutely miserable. I know people that have a ton of money that are miserable.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, what we just said around the table, if you think about some of the more powerful people or more well-known, is consistent, right? So President of Zappos delivering happiness, right? That was the big part. I told you about Arianna Huffington, Maya Angelou. You know, before her passing, it was all about enjoying her work.
Yeah.
Right. So I think there's some consistency there. One of the things that happens in life, we often lose sight of what we've defined. So we then start measuring against a much smaller card versus what we have defined. And it sometimes ends up exactly where you what you said, Danny, right? It goes back to power and money because we think that's what really life's about. Hey, do I got enough money, got enough stuff and things, right?
Figure if I have money, I could buy love, right?
Yeah, no, you wish.
No, but I mean, seriously, though, that's I think that is the mind. That's the mindset of a lot of people is like, well, if I have money, people will follow me. If I have my flute, you know, the people will follow me.
Yes.
More money, more problems.
More money, more problems. Right. And I think when we talk about rebounding from success, we're really narrowing in on those people who are experiencing more success, right? And so what they end up doing is discounting, you know, not only that success, but discounting what it really took. Right. Oh, I that was a slam dunk. I got it. I achieved it. And it might have seemed easy. Mm-hmm. And so then they end up with other issues that come up. Right. So that whole bias around, you know, their self-confidence, they can always get it and always do it.
Oh, man, there's some good stuff I want to say, but we're going to wait till after the break. Such a good segment here. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me, and Rosalie Robinson. She is the president and founder of Consilium Human Capital and vice president of human resources for the Meg Retail Group. Rosalie is our in-house human resources expert. She has over 30 years HR leadership experience working with Fortune 500 companies. And Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics and biomechanics of resistance training. Love having you guys on the show. And we're continuing this segment with Rosalie Robinson on rebounding from success. Love it. So what don't leaders learn from success?
You know, leaders don't often learn why they're successful. If you think about when you're successful at something, do you ever ask, oh man, why? Right? No, you kind of take that, stick it in a back pocket. It's in a rearview mirror. No, you're on to the next thing, right? Because, hey, that just shows you how good I am.
Well, I think it's just perseverance. Right? I think anybody can be successful if they really do whatever it takes, besides being a prostitute, of course.
Wow.
You never want to.
Why'd you look at me?
Daniel,
but, well, no, I'm saying, seriously, though, because you never want to prostitute yourself out and on any level. You never want to be bought and paid for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to earn it on your own, because that's the best feeling in the world when you earned it through good old fashioned hard work, perseverance, and mental toughness.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely true. I think the key is, to your point, anyone can be successful potentially, right? Most people can if they have that perseverance. The other side, though, is how do I repeat success, right? Mm-hmm. And repetitive success, regardless of situation, comes from understanding why. And why is not, a lot of times when we do this, and companies are often guilty of this, well, hey, that worked last time. Do the same thing again, right? So now you got people working on a list of the things they did, mm-hmm. right, to be successful. And to some degree, that can help the methodology of understanding, oh, I did these things to have this outcome. The other side is, but why, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of factors in every situation that are different.
A lot of people don't know how to sacrifice. They want everything now. They don't have the patience, which goes along with the perseverance. They don't want to make the sacrifice that it takes for success because you have to give up a lot.
Well, you have to be willing, to your point, to have trade-offs, right?
Yeah.
You can't have everything. And that's a misnomer that we advertise a lot, right? We tell people, you should have it all.
Right.
Well, I mean, life is not built
for us to have it all.
No, you have to make trade-offs and people have to understand, what am I trading, right? Mm-hmm. What am I giving up and mm-hmm. what am I gaining?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So what happens with easy successes?
Yeah, so easy success often gets us into that place of complacency, right? Because now it sometimes leads to overconfidence, right? And that overconfidence may cause us to make not the best choices, mm-hmm. right? Or think we're going to be better and more successful than we really
were.
Or
if you just marry somebody rich and you didn't earn the money.
Bernadette.
Yeah, I'm going there. Because I find it very, I just don't agree with that. I think everyone should be self-made, and because it's the best feeling in the world, mm-hmm. like I said, to have your own success. It doesn't have to mean that you make millions. You just have to, you know, be very good at what you do and do it well.
Yeah, you just have to do it well. Well, one thing that I love, because this segment, I read an article from the Harvard Business Review called Why Leaders Don't Learn from Success. And one of the points that I really loved in here is how success makes us less reflective, which, again, if you think about it, I won, right?
Right.
I achieved it.
Right.
I am obviously the best because I'm the one who won. So the rest of you, you know.
Makes me think of that bracelet. What's the name of those bracelets? I love them.
Which ones?
I haven't worn it in a couple of weeks, but where it has a little black bead to
WWMD?
No.
What would Miles do?
No, it's like, oh my goodness. Do you know what I'm talking about? What's it called, Lexi? Where it has the black bead and the white bead. The white bead is from the waters.
The Loci?
Yes, Loci. The Loci bracelets. Okay, so the Loci bracelet.
From the Dead Sea. Right. Sand from the Dead Sea.
Right. So when you're at your lowest point, mm-hmm. Remain hopeful, and when at your highest point, remain humble.
Yes.
What a great message.
That is a great message. I've heard of those now that I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think that's exactly the point you want from success, is not to just move too far beyond yourself there. Wow, it was great. That's good. Okay, now why were you successful? Really mm-hmm. understand that. That reflective point, we do that when we fail. We ask, oh mm-hmm. man, why did I fail? What happened?
Mm-hmm. You kind of described a lot of artists out there, a lot of musical groups that, you know, their early success mm-hmm. and then the next couple albums they don't do so well mm-hmm. and then the pressure by the label to put out another, you know, mm-hmm. platinum mm-hmm. record. Mm-hmm. Well, what do? You always hear them, they go back to the basics.
Yeah.
They go back to what got them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, the same thing with sports. You know, a lot of times you know, like a Dan Marino, you know, in his rookie year, what did he do? He made it to the Super Bowl. Well, there's going to be many times where I'll be able to go back to the Super Bowl, and he never made it back to the Super Bowl. So a lot of that also happened. It's like, oh, this will be easy. I'll get back to the World Series or the championship, and a lot of these guys never do get that chance.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were speaking about confidence, and that's a great point, Danny. How does overconfidence affect success?
Well, it creates a bias, right? So that just affects everything. You know, you kind of dismiss innovation because you go, hey, I've been there, done that. I know what to do. And mm-hmm. You're not open to advice as much. It also can lead for companies to, you know, a depletion of customer satisfaction, because now I'm just kind of one and done, think I have it. I had a really good conversation with a really, really experienced woman this morning who deals with customer satisfaction. And she pointed out a really interesting idea, right? The idea is, when you're looking generationally at people who are more boomers, right? They want, be nice to me, right? I want service. I want the thank you, the please. When you're talking—
Magic words.
When you're talking more Gen Xers and Gen Ys, they're like, can you give it to me fast? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All they care. Yeah.
Right. And
not
I don't.
Not even quality.
Not even
just
quality.
Fast.
Just fast. I want fast, and I want least amount of effort. Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about this idea of overconfidence, I start thinking what worked in the past is going to work for me again. Now add this factor. it obviously would affect that, right? I'm not playing to the customer now. I'm playing to what I think I've always done well at. Mm-hmm. And I think when we look at it as individuals, we really have to be clear, okay, what really made me successful here? What is that? Because there are a lot of factors. There's the people I work with. They just happen to like me a lot.
And sometimes you get lucky.
And sometimes mm-hmm. it's
timing
lucky.
Is everything.
Timing is everything. I would agree with you. So I think ultimately for people, you know, who are listening to this segment, three things that they really should pay attention to. They really want to make sure that they're a little more reflective. Celebrate the success, mm-hmm. but reflect, right? Take a minute to say, how did I get here? Why did this work out so well? So you can start to see those behaviors you want to replicate, behaviors that, okay, in situations like this, this is going to do well for me. Two, you really want to make sure you're kind of setting the right horizons. What's the time frame for things? Mm-hmm. And last but not least, you really want to recognize that you got to learn from things, not just replicate on a list.
Well, here's my last question, and this is a goodie. Okay.
All right.
I want you to give me three ways to avoid the traps we discussed today.
Okay. So three ways to avoid the traps are, you know, one, you want to make sure you are really taking that time to go, hey, this was awesome. I won. I'm celebrating that. I think I'm a winner here. But don't let your head get too big so it can't mm-hmm. fit through the door, right?
Yep.
So come back around and instead of...
Humility is so appealing.
Yeah, have that... What's that bracelet you said?
What's your lowest point? The loci, is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loci.
A loci, and it's got two beads. Well, the whole thing's beads, but they're clear, and then one is black and one is white. The black one is from the Dead Sea, and it is to always be hopeful no matter what you're facing in life. Mm-hmm. And the other one is the other seed has water, or not seed.
Bead.
Thank you very much. The other bead, Mount Everest, even at your highest point, always remain humble.
Yeah.
That's good awesome. Stuff, right?
That's good stuff. You want to be humble.
Anything else you got? Any other tips?
Well, the other tips are you just want to make sure at the end of the day you're learning. Right?
Absolutely.
That's a big thing. Learn from your success. Don't wait until you have a failure to say, I'm going to learn something.
Absolutely. I love it. Rosalie, thank you so much. She's going to leave us now. And we're going to continue on with Daniel. We're going to be talking about the power of attitude for lifting. We'll be right back.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me. Daniel is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, and is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems. Love having you on the show. And today we're talking about the power of attitude for lifting. So why does attitude matter so much when it comes to lifting?
sets the whole stage for what's going to happen, for the goals, yeah. for whether you're going to get in there or not, right? You could have all the best intentions, but if you don't have an attitude and get in there, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. Have you ever lifted, Lexi, heavy weights?
I mean, I don't know.
No, have you ever like done like a bench press with your body
well,
weight
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. But yeah. I don't do that a lot.
You don't do it? Yeah. No. Well, you have to build up to it. You really, really do. You
I
have
went to the gym this morning. I'm really, really proud of myself.
Good. Nice. What'd you do while you were there?
I did some legs. All right. I usually just pull up like a Pinterest workout, honestly, but mm-hmm. they're great. Like really? It gives you sets and reps and weights and everything. And so, yeah, I did some legs this morning. It was good.
So what was your attitude going into that? Were you like, I'm going to have a good lift? I'm going to hit it? Or was it like, oh, shoot, I got to go lift?
I had a friend, actually, that I told him yesterday. I said, will you call me in the morning and like make me go? Because I won't go. And so he calls me at 8 a.m. and he's like, you can do it. Just get up and get there. If you don't have a good attitude, like call me and I'll pump you up. And I walked Bonnie and I was like, all right, I'm going to get in a good mood. Like, you know, and I went home, got dressed.
You got to play the Rocky song in the morning.
Yes.
I had my music going because my dad got me the new Beats wireless for Christmas. So those rock.
Nice.
And I did a good workout.
Good.
Yeah. It was nice.
Well, so what are some of the things that you need to keep in mind, Daniel, when you're lifting and especially when you want, what do you do? Let me ask you that. What do you do to get your attitude in check before you go to lift?
You know, I actually I sit down and meditate for about 5 minutes, right?
There you go.
And focus on, okay, what do I want to accomplish during this workout? What muscles do I need to be feeling? What movements do I need to do? And then I might put on some classical music as I'm doing that. Kind of get
really?
Me in the, in the centered kind of thing. And then if I'm going to go out there and hit it hard, then I put on some like rap music or something.
Well, but, did you know that a doctor can officially now prescribe meditation as a treatment for depression or stress because it is now regarded as evidence-based?
Right.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and it's been around, of course, since the beginning of mankind.
Yeah. Thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we had to. There was not a lot to do, right? But to sit around and be in awe of the stars and the ocean and
but
all these things.
You have to be taught how to meditate because if someone said, okay, Danny, your shoulder will be fine if you meditate. I'll just sit there and I'll go, I have no clue.
It's not about the breath too, but you're right, Danny.
You have to be taught how to meditate, don't you?
And there's different ways to meditate, right? Like the meditation I'm talking of, and it's not just clear your mind of everything. You want to focus your mind on one thing and let everything else kind of fly away. It's what is important now. What is your goal? And focus on that. And let everything else fade away, not taking the day, what's going to happen later on after the workout or what happened before the workout. It's got to be sit down, slow your breathing, deep inhales, deep exhales. You can have music or no music. Go to a quiet place and just get focused on what you want to accomplish.
Is your prep the same for, let's say, martial arts?
Before fights, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question. So, before fights, do you have the same type of routine where you meditate?
Yes.
Where you...
It was visualizing how the fight was going to go and how I wanted it to go, calming myself down and going through the whole fight in my head before it ever happened.
We have so many pro athletes that float just for that reason. Yeah. A lot of professional fighters, a lot of the athletes that live here in town. Incredible, the power of the mind to visualize what you want to accomplish on any level.
That's huge. All the sports psychologists are talking about visualization, right? Mm-hmm. You can never throw a basketball, shoot a basketball, right? If you practice hitting that free throw 100 times in your head perfectly, you can go up there and you're going to hit it 10 times in a row.
Well, because it's about focus.
Yes.
It's all about the focus.
You see that every Saturday and Sunday on the TV when you're watching golf.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
The focus of golf is phenomenal.
That practice swing is just visualizing, okay, do that once, twice, okay, the second time or the third time, you know, when it's for real, it's the same swing.
Yes. Yes.
It's the same swing.
That's their meditation. Meditation can take on many different forms. You could go through emotion. You could quiet your mind. You could breathe. You could focus on just what that one thing is. But the biggest thing is getting all the other junk out of your mind.
I was just going to say.
And it's the attitude of nothing else matters but what I'm going to do. Tim Ferriss talks about that all the time,
yes,
right?
He does.
And how he would focus on one thing and become world class at it in a certain amount of very short time because nothing else mattered. Mm-hmm. That was his one singular focus. The more we diversify our thoughts and our thought processes, the quality of what we get down, diminishes by quite a bit. I don't know what the numbers are.
Well, and you're talking about martial arts. Tim Ferriss and Joe Rogan both meditate and float.
I love
float.
Joe Rogan.
They
both
float. Oh, that makes huge, sense. Huge floaters.
It's putting yourself in a sensory deprivation tank, basically, right? And it's a lot easier to get to that mindset because you don't have those distractions, the TV, the phone, the lights, the noises, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so as far as lifting, so what does meditation do exactly when it comes to lifting? It gets you centered?
Yes.
And ready to like say, okay, I can do this, even if it's more weight than what, and I can tell you from, I used to have a trainer, his name was Forrest, and he worked for the one of the Dallas little activity centers. Mm-hmm. He was extremely talented. I can't remember what his, I believe he used to work for the Cooper Clinic as well, but anyway, he was my first real trainer.
Yeah.
And he had me bench pressing my own body weight 2 times, which is a huge accomplishment for a little girl like me. I mean, I'm a pretty small woman. Not little girl, small woman. But, and then, you know, squatting 175 pounds. This is all free, too, like free weight, okay? Several times. And I remember that feeling of thinking, oh my gosh, I felt so powerful and so focused. And the fact that I did it was so empowering to me.
Right. Well, what else were you focused on when you're doing
spiritual.
That lift? Right?
Yes.
Nothing else.
Oh my
Nothing
gosh.
Else.
And my arms looked so good then. Like, looks just, you know, it's amazing what it, how it can transform your body, that kind of lifting and centeredness and focusing, meditation, all of it.
And it transforms your mind too then.
Absolutely.
And body follows mind.
So what you're saying, Daniel, is when you, your Mozart is your stretching, or when people, when they stretch before a workout, which we've already discussed, it's not necessarily you should do that.
Right.
But it's more of a, that's your stretch. Your Mozart, your
it's my mental stretch.
Your,
yes.
That's your mental stretch.
Yeah.
And then you go to Metallica.
Yeah.
And then you go right to the,
exactly,
right to the weights.
Metallica, something like that.
Or, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. You're kind of like the calm before the storm.
Exactly.
Yeah. We need to go to that concert. We'll get all of us go as a group and go. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Well, you know, the Wellbeing Journal is a journal that a magazine that I truly respect. And in it, they had another article. They had it about meditation, the scientific benefits of meditation and emotion. Then they had another article, the heart-brain coherence and stress reduction. They say that when one is in harmony with this field of well-being, mentally and emotionally, one's body receives everything that it needs to be healthy. Would you agree with that? Yeah. I think it's amazing. And the mind is so powerful.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want our listeners to know?
I mean, the power of the mind, like you said, this whole placebo thing, they're finding that the mind can accomplish more things through placebo than anything else we can give it.
Well, in the heart-brain connection, you know, you think about it, the high blood pressure, people with heart disease under a lot of, when they have a lot of stress in their life, there's not that coherence. And that's why you get things like high blood pressure and inflammation and body pain, all these things that make us not only feel good or feel bad physically, but feel bad mentally.
Yes.
That make you overeat and do all these things that are not healthy for you.
And it manifests the physical.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it all starts on the mental.
Well, how do you meditate? What do you do?
So again, I'll close my eyes. Like, I have a little office, and it's like there's a whole bunch of little cubbies in the office for the trainer's facility, right? I'll just sit there.
You don't go inside a cubby, do you?
No. I'll sit down, and I'll just close my eyes so it's simply, you know, and then put on the music, and that's how I meditate. But also in the morning, one of my ways of meditation is I'll have my cup of coffee, I'll sit out, and I'll do a journal, Tim Ferriss's 5-minute journal. That's part of my mental meditation for the day of, okay, what are 3 things that would make today great? What are, you know, 3 things that I'm going to shoot for today? What is my daily affirmation? And I am sitting down, whether it's my workout or my day, I am planning it out in my head. Mm-hmm. That is how I meditate.
Yeah.
And I might just go into a closet and do that.
Yeah.
Or I might just sit down at my coffee table.
Well, it's not about emptying your mind.
No.
It is about focusing, as you said.
Yes.
So what are some of the things that you focus on?
Again, just whatever my goal is, it goes down to the goal. Like, if I'm going to have a day and I'm planning on my day, I'm going to go through each individual client that I have for the day. I'm like, this is the goal for this client. This is what I'm going to do. I sometimes pray for them. Pray if they're having, you know, problems physically or mentally or family thing, I will sit down and pray for that person for them to have the effects of a good workout,
absolutely,
for me to be able to do what I need to do to help them.
Yeah.
And then also just good things for them, right?
Yeah. Well, and you're training Stephanie Toops, who's one of our regulars on Friday now.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
She actually just backed out.
Yeah. Oh, did she?
She just did.
Okay,
like
we're going to have to go
ago.
To her house. tracker.
I'm calling out on the radio.
We're coming to you, Stephanie. We just heard the word. You're right. We're on to it. All right.
She's still not feeling good. It's okay.
I know. Yeah, she had walking pneumonia. Yes, so. Yes. We'll pray for her and hope that she gets well soon.
And I will. That'll be on my prayer list today.
Send her good
energy. What is walking pneumonia?
I don't know. I just know it's really bad.
I had it.
You're walking around with pneumonia.
But
why do they call it walking pneumonia?
Because you're
wonder why they don't call it sitting pneumonia or lying pneumonia. Why do they call it walking pneumonia? Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, everyone. You know what? Danny, thank you. That was funny. All right, everyone. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.